just celebrated the solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Who is your king? As Christians, we know that Jesus is king. But what a strange way for him to exercise his kingship, huh? At least to our human and worldly understanding of what a king is and what a king does. We see Jesus' kingship made powerful in his humility as he allowed himself to be crucified. His throne is a wooden cross. His crown is made of thorns. We see his influence brought to bear through self-sacrifice. Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me, but still not my will, but yours be done. We see his leadership displayed in his mercy and forgiveness. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. As disciples, we are to emulate Jesus. We are to be obedient to God's word. We are to be humble, other-centered, and self-sacrificing. We are to let Jesus be king to rule in our hearts. Who rules in your heart? Who and or what has power over you? Who is your king? In our society, it seems that our king can be found more at the mall or on Amazon, right? It seems that too often we allow concerns for prestige and image and, you know, making more money drive us rather than loving our neighbors in need. As good stewards, we know that Jesus is king. So may we go forth and imitate him. May we humbly put God first in our lives and demonstrate that by providing for the poor. Think about it. What would your legacy look like if you truly let God be king over you? How would that affect your daily decisions and your interactions with others? What impact could you have for the good of your family and your friends if Jesus ruled in your heart?